Apollo Saturn launch control at 3 hours, 21 minutes, 27 seconds and counting. The spacecraft test conductor now has given a go for crew departure. We expect that astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders will be coming out in a matter of a few minutes. This is launch control.
Hello.
Test conductor Dick Prophet has advised that the prime crew is now leaving the suit room, and we should expect them downstairs ready to board their transfer van in just a matter of a short time. We are standing by here in the control center for the crew departure at this time. All other aspects of the mission are go. This is launch control. Quarters, first Frank Borman away from Frank, also Jim Lovell, and the final man aboard the transfer van, astronaut Bill Anders. They're being joined by two suit technicians, and we expect the door on the transfer van to be closed shortly. Astronaut Deke Slayton, Director of Flight Crew Operations, also aboard the transfer van. He'll drop off here at the control center. The transfer van now departing from the manned space. The sequence the astronauts will follow when they arrive at the pad will be as follows. All three will board a high-speed elevator, and the elevator, controlled by the capsule communicator, astronaut Vance Brand here in the firing room, will carry the crew to the 320-foot level above the launcher base at Pad A. Actually, this is another 100 feet above the ground, so the level itself, what is referred to as the 320-foot level, is perhaps some 420 feet above sea level. The 320 feet referred to is 320 feet above the launcher base. Once that elevator arrives at the 320-foot level, astronauts Borman and Lovell, astronauts Borman and Anders will depart from the elevator and proceed along a catwalk to the White Room. Astronaut Jim Lovell will stand by in the elevator, sitting in a chair. The reason here is, of course, on the crew ingress, Lovell, who is the final man to come aboard, would have a wait of some 5 or 10 minutes in the White Room as his fellow pilots came aboard first, so we keep him in the elevator, seated on a chair with a suit technician. The spacecraft commander, Frank Borman, will be the first to go aboard. He will be followed by the lunar module pilot, the man in the third seat, the seat on the right as we look at the spacecraft, astronaut Bill Anders. The final man aboard, the command module pilot, Jim Lovell. Astronaut Lovell will be called to the White Room once his two fellow pilots are aboard the spacecraft. The Apollo 8 crew now on the way to the pad. Our countdown is go at this time. All appears well with the Saturn V launch vehicle, the spacecraft checkout, weather conditions, tracking operations, and also the Mission Control Center in Houston reporting go as far as all their aspects of the flight are concerned. Still aiming for a planned liftoff time at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control at T-minus 3 hours, 8 minutes, 5 seconds and counting. The prime crew of astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders, who have now been up for some 2 hours, are on their way to the launch pad at this time. We've just had a report that the transfer van has just passed the Launch Control Center here, which is located about 3,000 feet or so from the launch pad itself. The crew are proceeding to the launch pad and then will board a high-speed elevator to go to the 320-foot level above the launcher base where the hatch and cabin for the Apollo 8 spacecraft is located. The crew was awakened as planned at 2:36 a.m. this morning. They took a physical examination and were declared physically fit by the three doctors examining them. They then sat down for breakfast, proceeded to the suit room where they donned their spacesuits, and now have been called by the spacecraft test conductor to the pad. We're continuing to monitor the status of our propellants aboard the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle, and all our reports come back that all is well at this time as the countdown continues. Once again, the crew now proceeding to the launch pad and will stand by for their arrival. We're now at T-minus 3 hours, 6 minutes, 38 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control, 3 hours, 4 minutes, 42 seconds and counting. As we look out the windows here in the firing room, we can see now that the transfer van is just passing the park position for the 9.8 million pound mobile service structure that was moved back from the launch pad earlier in the count. That mobile service structure is some 1,700 feet from the launch pad, so we expect the astronauts to be arriving now at the pad in a matter of minutes. All still going well with the count. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control coming up on 3 hours. Mark, T-minus 3 hours and counting, T-minus three, and we are proceeding. Astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders making their, completing the end of their trip to the launch pad. We expect they'll be up on the pad apron shortly. Their transfer van will park on the west side of the launch pad. That is the side closest to the press site, and we now see on our television here that the transfer van is in fact backing up to the elevator that will take the astronauts up. The astronauts first go up one elevator through a vestibule inside the launcher. This is inside the mobile launcher itself, where they then go to a high-speed elevator that takes them to the 320-foot level. The transfer van now backing up on the west side of the pad. We expect the prime crew will be coming out shortly. We logged the time of their departure from the crew quarters at 4:32, and now the astronauts are departing from the van. We log it now at 52 minutes past the hour. All three astronauts now getting aboard the first of two elevators that will take them to the 320-foot level and their Apollo 8 spacecraft. Now being joined by two suit technicians, gate in the elevator closing, and we expect it will be going up shortly. As reported, this first elevator takes the crew to the A level, which is a middle level in the mobile launcher. They walk through a short vestibule where they arrive at the two high-speed elevators that are used to carry them to the 320-foot level. The astronauts will be taking elevator number one to the 320-foot level. They've now come out of the first of the two elevators. They're now going into the vestibule, and we expect they'll be catching their second elevator shortly. The purpose of going inside the mobile launcher is number one, of course, this is where the high-speed elevators are located. Number two, it's also the location for a chute that would take the astronauts to an underground blast room in the event of an emergency condition that caused them to leave their spacecraft. An emergency condition that would give time, however, to get them down the elevator and into an underground blast room. So the astronauts now proceeding to the high-speed elevator. We expect they'll be up at the 320-foot level and the Apollo 8 spacecraft in a matter of minutes from this time. The countdown still proceeding normally here in firing room one, where the control of the count is being handled for this launch. We're still aiming toward our planned liftoff of 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at 2 hours, 55 minutes, 38 seconds, and counting. Astronauts Frank Borman and Bill Anders now going across swing arm 9, the top swing arm at the launch pad, and, of course, the access arm that attaches to the Apollo spacecraft. They are accompanied by one of the two suit technicians. Astronaut Jim Lovell remaining in the elevator with one suit technician. Jim sits in a chair in the elevator while his two fellow pilots go aboard the spacecraft. Once Borman and Anders are aboard the spacecraft, Lovell is then called to the white room across the swing arm. The process of boarding the spacecraft commander Frank Borman will be the first to come aboard. Borman and Anders now have arrived in the white room and will be going aboard the spacecraft shortly. The spacecraft commander goes aboard first in the left-hand seat, and then the lunar module pilot, Bill Anders, will be the second pilot aboard in the number three seat. Jim Lovell is then called to the white room, and he is the third and final member, of course, to come aboard the spacecraft. We're standing by for crew ingress at this time at 2 hours, 54 minutes, 25 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control, 2 hours, 51 minutes, 32 seconds and counting. Frank Borman, the spacecraft commander, now standing by to come aboard the spacecraft. We expect he'll be going in shortly. He's now standing in front of the hatch. Before he turned his back, he did give a wave to the closeout crewman up in the white room. We expect he'll be coming into the cabin shortly. Once the crewmen do get aboard, once the astronauts do get aboard, they first, of course, have to set up their harnesses and tie into the spacecraft. They then tie in to the suit loop. This is, they bring the oxygen into their spacesuit, actually pressurize the suit. We sample the oxygen in the suit to assure that it is acceptable. These are some of the early steps once the astronauts get aboard. Also, early checks once the astronauts are tied into the circuit and now become a part of the actual countdown are some communication checks and verifications that we are getting good biomedical readouts, good biomedical parameters from the astronauts on board. So we are standing by at this time for crew ingress at 2 hours, 50 minutes, 20 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control, 2 hours, 49 minutes, 20 seconds and counting. The spacecraft commander, astronaut Frank Borman, is now aboard the Apollo 8 spacecraft. We had it logged over the sill at 4:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Frank is now checking in with spacecraft test conductor Dick Prophet on some communication checks. Astronaut Bill Anders, the lunar module pilot, the man in the number one, the number three seat, now standing by to come aboard. And Bill Anders is now boarding the spacecraft. The time we have is 2 minutes past the hour, 5:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bill Anders now coming aboard. Jim Lovell standing by in the elevator at the 320-foot level. We expect he will be called to the White Room shortly. Lovell, the command module pilot, sits in the middle seat and is the last of the three pilots to come aboard. Bill Anders is now aboard, and we're standing by for the arrival of the command module pilot, Jim Lovell. Countdown still proceeding satisfactorily here in the control room. Weather is go. All other elements of the mission also go at this time for a planned launch at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 2 hours, 45 minutes, 12 seconds and counting. The final member of the crew, command module pilot Jim Lovell, now has been called to the White Room. He has left the elevator and arrived in the White Room at this time. We expect he will be going aboard shortly. The spacecraft commander Frank Borman and Bill Lovell already aboard the Apollo 8 spacecraft. And once Jim Lovell is aboard, we'll start some final preparations that will lead up to the closing of the spacecraft hatch about the 1 hour and 50 minute mark in the countdown. During the early phases, once the crew is aboard, one of the first things they do, of course, is tie into the environmental control system as far as their spacesuits are concerned. They actually plug in and bring oxygen into the suits. The suits are pressurized. We're standing by at this time, awaiting Jim Lovell to come aboard the spacecraft at 2 hours, 44 minutes, 11 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control coming up on 2 hours, 43 minutes and counting. Astronaut Jim Lovell, the third member of the crew, now is aboard the spacecraft. We had him logged across the sill at 5:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Factually, we have four astronauts in the spacecraft at this time, in addition to the Apollo 8 crew, astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders. Astronaut Fred Hayes, the backup lunar module pilot, also is aboard the spacecraft. Hayes is located in a lower equipment bay that's in front and below of the command module pilot's position. That is astronaut Jim Lovell. Fred Hayes will remain in the spacecraft for a while. He helps strap in the astronauts once their suits are pressurized. And also, he checks a few switches during the countdown procedure. Hayes works with spacecraft test conductor Dick Prophet in checking several switches. The reason he is aboard for this purpose is because of the location of the couches at this time and the fact that the suits will be pressurized. Astronaut Jim Lovell cannot reach several of these switches that are in front and below as far as his position is concerned. So in reality, four astronauts are aboard, but Fred Hayes, a member of the closeout crew, will be coming out in a few minutes from this time. All three astronauts aboard, our countdown continuing. We are still go for the mission at this time. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control at T-minus 2 hours, 34 minutes, 57 seconds and counting. All three Apollo 8 astronauts aboard their spacecraft, Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders. Now talking back and forth with the spacecraft test conductor, Dick Prophet, who's located in the control center back in the manned spacecraft operations building here at the Kennedy Space Center. This is the control room for spacecraft operations. It ties in with the crew here in the firing room at the launch control center and, of course, with the astronauts at the pad. We have a fourth astronaut aboard at this time, backup lunar module pilot Fred Hayes. It appears he's now coming out of the spacecraft, as a matter of fact. Fred's job inside was to be in a lower equipment bay in front and below of astronaut Lovell, who sits in the middle seat. Because of the location of the couches at this time, Fred did check a few switches working with the spacecraft test conductor. It appears that he is now out of the spacecraft, and our checkouts continue. All three astronauts going through checkouts in the environmental control system in preparation for bringing oxygen aboard their suits. The oxygen within the suit loop, they breathe pure oxygen within the spacesuits themselves. And of course, once we close the hatch and pressurize the cabin, the atmosphere in the cabin is a 65-35 combination. That is 60% oxygen and 35% nitrogen. To cover the astronaut activities thus far, their operations have been going as well as the countdown overall has gone since we picked up at T-minus 9 hours at 10:51 p.m. last evening. The three crewmen were awakened this morning at 2:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by Director of Flight Crew Operations, Deke Slayton. They went down the hall to the medical facility from the crew quarters at the Manned Spacecraft Operations Building and had a brief launch day medical examination. They were declared physically fit by the three physicians who examined them, Drs. Alan Harter, H-A-R-T-E-R, Dr. Jerry Joyner, who spells his last name J-O-I-N-E-R, and Dr. Jack Teagan, and that's spelled T-E-E-G-E-N. The three doctors declared them physically fit. The astronauts then sat down for breakfast. The menu was filet mignon, scrambled eggs, toast, coffee, and tea. The astronauts sat down for breakfast at about 4:35 a.m. this morning. They had a number of guests with them for breakfast. The guests included Mr. George Lowe, who is the Apollo program manager at the Manned Spacecraft Center, Deke Slayton, the director of flight crew operations, two of the backup pilots for the Apollo 8 mission, the backup commander Neil Armstrong, and the backup command module pilot Buzz Aldrin. Astronaut Jack Schmidt was also there, as was the director of security for the Kennedy Space Center, Mr. Charles Buckley. Following breakfast, the astronauts then proceeded to their suit room where they donned their spacesuits, and they were called to the pad, departing their quarters at 4:32 a.m. This morning. The crew arrived at the pad. The transfer van that carries them to the pad, it took about 20 minutes to make the trip from the crew quarters to launch pad A here at Complex 39. The transfer van came up to the west side of the pad and backed up to an awaiting elevator. In a matter of several minutes, the crew were aboard a high-speed elevator that took them to the 320-foot level above the mobile launcher base. The 320-foot level, of course, is the location of the Apollo swing arm number 9, that leads to the Apollo 8 spacecraft. Once the elevator arrived at the 320-foot level, astronauts Borman and Anders, the commander and lunar module pilot, the ones who sit in seats 1 and 3, departed from the elevator and proceeded to the White Room. Astronaut Jim Lovell, the man who sits in the middle seat as command module pilot, remained in the elevator on standby. Frank Borman went over the sill, boarding the spacecraft at 4:58 a.m. He was followed by Bill Anders at 5:02 a.m. Astronaut Jim Lovell, who had been in a chair in the elevator, then was called to the White Room. He came aboard at 5:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the crew is aboard and the countdown proceeding very satisfactorily at this time. Checkouts between the spacecraft test conductor and the crew are continuing at this time. We're now at T-minus 2 hours, 29 minutes, 47 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at 2 hours, 20 minutes and counting. Countdown still going very satisfactory at this time. A matter of several minutes ago during the process of the checkout between the spacecraft test conductor and the crew in the Apollo 8 spacecraft. The test conductor asked Commander Frank Borman how everything looked up there, and Frank reported back, it looks very good, very good. The three crewmen are still going through their preparations for the verification of their pressure suits at this time as the countdown continues. We have a late report on weather, and the forecast stands as announced earlier. The weather appears to be very satisfactory for a launch attempt this morning. Weather in the Kennedy Space Center area here at Launch Complex 39 calls for partly cloudy conditions, winds from the northwest at 7 knots. We expect a temperature at launch time of about 60 degrees. The weatherman reports that the odds are against any fog in the area. There might be some patches of fog, but it's not expected to be a problem as far as the launch operations are concerned. We expect to have scattered clouds at 2,000 feet with a heavier cloud layer in the area of 10 to 12,000 feet. The visibility in the Complex 39 area will be 10 miles. All of these numbers appear to be within our mission rules and acceptable for a launch attempt. The weather in the worldwide track, both in the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, as far as contingency areas are concerned, also acceptable for the mission today. Generally, in the Atlantic and Pacific, we have scattered clouds, moderate winds, and a moderate sea state. We are go at T-minus 2 hours, 18 minutes, 4 seconds, and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 2 hours, 15 minutes, 45 seconds, and counting. The spacecraft test conductor now has directed the closeout crew to close the hatch. The hatch actually was closed at 34 minutes past the hour. The crew is still working on the latching mechanism at this time to lock it in. They're working on instructions from the spacecraft test conductor as he follows the various sequences in the countdown. The door actually was closed at 34 minutes past the hour, but we are still working on the procedures to assure that the hatch is completely secure. Once again, hatch closure at 5:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Meanwhile, on the launch vehicle side, with the Saturn V, the crew here in the control center during this period exercising the flight computer in the instrument unit. This is the brains or guidance system of the Saturn V launch vehicle, and throughout the countdown, we run a number of computer tests with the flight computer and various other elements of the instrument unit to assure that it will be working properly. The hatch is now closed. Our countdown is still proceeding, and all is still go at this time at 2 hours, 14 minutes, 28 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at 2 hours, 9 minutes, 57 seconds and counting. Countdown proceeding satisfactorily at this time. spacecraft has conductor Dick Prophet directing some command checks between Houston Flight, the Mission Control Center in Houston, and the Apollo 8 spacecraft. Command module pilot Jim Lovell responding as the commands are sent to the spacecraft. Coming up shortly will be some checks of the abort advisory system between the crew here on the ground and the Apollo 8 astronauts. This particular test is led by the launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, who has a responsibility late in the count and during the early portion of liftoff to recommend aborts to spacecraft commander Borman if required. We're now in the process of checking out the abort advisory system, simulating conditions and assuring simulating conditions that would create an abort, and testing out the various communication systems that result in the abort light coming on as a recommendation to spacecraft commander Borman in the cabin. The test now proceeding. Launch vehicle wise, we're still monitoring the status of the liquid propellants aboard all stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle. They appear to be stable. The topping off is continuing. That is replenishing the supply of liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen as it boils off, because it must be maintained at such extremely low temperatures. The astronauts in the spacecraft now responding as their cue lights come on and the abort advisory system checks. We're now at T-minus 2 hours, 8 minutes, 11 seconds, and counting. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Launch Control at T-minus 2 hours and counting. T-minus 2 hours, the countdown proceeding satisfactorily. At this point in the count, we started a very major test just several minutes ago, what's called the EDS test. EDS standing for the Emergency Detection System. This is a final major check of all elements of the emergency detection system within the launch vehicle that signals the crewmen in the spacecraft if there are problems during the final phases of the countdown and, of course, during the powered phase of flight. We use computers to exercise all elements of the emergency detection system during this period. The test will last some 20 to 25 minutes. Spacecraft Commander Frank Borman participating very busily in the test since he has to keep an eye on his abort lights and report back as he gets his various cues. We had an abort advisory system test that preceded this. This was a more of a communications check, although Borman did get his light cues. Now, as far as the emergency detection system check is concerned, it's a joint test with the launch vehicle and space vehicle people participating. We exercise all elements of the emergency detection system as reported. If we did not have the computers participating in a test like this, this test alone would take some 16 hours to complete. However, we will be able to complete it in some 20 to 25 minutes. What is going on at the time is we are creating different abort conditions, simulating them within the launch vehicle. These conditions in turn are sent to the instrument unit, the guidance system for the launch vehicle, which sits atop of the third stage. Within the guidance system, this information is received. We have triple redundancy as far as abort conditions are concerned. That is, there are three different votes that can be registered on any single unsatisfactory condition. Two votes out of three confirming an unsatisfactory condition results in an abort recommendation in most cases to the spacecraft commander, astronaut Frank Borman. We have several abort modes, however, which would be automatic. These would be rather catastrophic conditions in which there might be a loss of thrust on the pad or a possible tip over of the launch vehicle. This very key test is in progress at this time and will continue for some 20 minutes or so. As far as all other elements of the countdown are concerned, all still going well at this time. We're still aiming for our planned liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, flying on a flight azimuth of 72 degrees for that launch time. Now, T-minus 1 hour, 56 minutes, 55 seconds and counting. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. The T-minus 1 hour, 45 minutes and counting. We're on time. The emergency detection system test still in progress between the crew here on the ground, both launch vehicle and spacecraft representatives, with the Apollo 8 crew in the cabin. Also at this time, the spacecraft test conductor reports that we have pressurized the cabin with an atmosphere of 65% oxygen and 35% nitrogen. The closeout crew at the 320-foot level now going through some cabin leak checks to assure that we are okay as far as our pressurization is concerned. The hatch has been closed, but the boost protective cover that goes atop it still has not been secured at this time as the leak checks continue. Our countdown progressing very satisfactorily at T-minus 1 hour, 44 minutes, 1 second, and counting. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control at T-minus 1 hour, 35 minutes, and counting. The test still going very satisfactorily at this time. All elements are go, and in fact, we're a little bit ahead on certain functions in our preparations at this time. That emergency detection system test has been completed satisfactorily, and the astronauts in the spacecraft now preparing to work with the spacecraft test conductor in some checks of the stabilization control system. During this phase of the test, the astronauts actually exercise those hand controllers in the spacecraft to assure that we get proper responses to the commands that are given by moving the hand controllers. Astronauts Jim McDivitt and David Scott, who are the commander and command module pilot for the Apollo 9 mission, have arrived here in the control center and will view the countdown from an observation booth. We're at T-minus 1 hour, 34 minutes and counting. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 1 hour, 30 minutes and counting. The boost protective cover was just placed atop the hatch on the Apollo 8 spacecraft just several minutes ago, and the crew in the white room are now securing the white room area. They've been alerted by the spacecraft test conductor to secure the area in preparations for their departure. Once the crew does depart at a designated time, the swing arm that is attached now to the spacecraft with the white room at its tip will be moved some 3 feet, actually 12 degrees, from the spacecraft, and it will remain in that standby position until the T-minus 5 minute mark in the countdown, when the swing arm is retracted fully to the side of the umbilical tower at the pad. The purpose here is to have the white room standing close by in the event an emergency condition developed, which would require the astronauts to depart the spacecraft. We could bring the white room in just from 3 feet away. It is fully retracted at the 5 minute mark in the countdown. The astronauts aboard the spacecraft now participating in this test of the stabilization and control system of the Apollo 8 spacecraft as they move their hand controllers, which would provide maneuvers in space. We're checking the performance here on the ground. All aspects of the mission still are go. Weather is satisfactory. The various tracking elements all go at this time. T-minus 1 hour, 28 minutes, 20 seconds and counting. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control at T-minus 1 hour, 21 minutes, 7 seconds and counting. Our countdown continuing and still aiming toward the planned liftoff time of 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In fact, it's been going very well, and some functions are actually ahead of the countdown procedures at this time. The prime crew for the Apollo 8 mission, astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders, are aboard the spacecraft. The hatch has been closed, and the boost protective cover has been in place. The closeout crew at the 320-foot level at the pad above the launcher base now securing the white room that's attached to the spacecraft. The white room later will be removed in the countdown. Our countdown still going satisfactorily. At this point, spacecraft test conductor Dick Prophet participating with the astronauts in some checks of the stabilization and control system of the spacecraft itself. During this test, the astronauts actually maneuver the hand controllers aboard the spacecraft. The hand controllers used to maneuver the spacecraft in flight. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 1 hour, 14 minutes and counting. The closeout crew at the 320-foot level, the spacecraft level at the launch pad, now has departed from the White Room, and our countdown is still proceeding satisfactorily at this time. In progress here in the firing room are some major tracking checks in progress at this time. These are checks working with the Air Force Eastern Test Range, checking out the tracking beacons in the instrument unit of the Saturn V launch vehicle. The crew here in the firing room also performing some telemetry checks at this time and calibrations to assure that the readouts that we get from the launch vehicle in flight will actually be correct ones. Our countdown has been going very satisfactorily. We're now at 1 hour, 13 minutes, 6 seconds and counting on the Apollo 8 mission. Still aiming for the planned liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a flight azimuth or direction of 72 degrees. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control. Our countdown for the Apollo 8 mission still proceeding satisfactorily at this time at T-minus 1 hour, 4 minutes, 52 seconds and counting. Just a matter of minutes ago, the spacecraft commander Frank Borman asked spacecraft test conductor Dick Prophet, how's the weather out there? And Prophet reported back that the weather looks real clear at this time. Our countdown still proceeding satisfactorily. About 10 minutes from this time, we expect that we will pull back the swing arm that is still attached to the Apollo 8 spacecraft at this time. This is swing arm 9, and it's the top swing arm at the pad at this time at the 320-foot level. The White Room is attached to the tip of the swing arm. When the arm is pulled back, it will first be taken back to a standby position some 3 feet from the spacecraft, actually 12 degrees from the spacecraft. The arm will be fully retracted at the T-minus 5-minute mark in the count. In fact, while we were making this announcement, the spacecraft test conductor just advised Frank Borman that the arm, in fact, would come back about 10 minutes early in the count, which would be at about the 55-minute mark. Our checkouts of the various tracking systems in the Saturn V launch vehicle continuing, and coming up shortly also will be some command checks from the Mission Control Center in Houston. This is the system by which Mission Control Center Houston can send real-time commands to the launch vehicle during the powered phase of flight. We check out the system to assure that the signals can get through. We're now at T-minus 1 hour, 3 minutes, 16 seconds and counting, still aiming toward our planned liftoff time at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control, T-minus 61 minutes and counting. Our countdown still proceeding satisfactorily. The spacecraft test conductor just has been advised that the area at pad A is now cleared, and we will be pulling back the spacecraft swing arm to its park position about 5 minutes from this time. Tracking checks and telemetry checks still in progress here in the firing room, and all is going well with the Apollo 8 countdown at this time. Still aiming toward our planned liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a flight azimuth or direction of 72 degrees. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 56 minutes, 23 seconds and counting. The spacecraft swing arm, arm number 9, now has been retracted from the Apollo 8 spacecraft. It's being placed in its standby or park position and will be located some 3 to 5 feet away from the spacecraft hatch. Once this is accomplished, within a matter of minutes, we will arm the 155-pound thrust launch escape tower atop the command module. The swing arm now has been pulled back to its standby position. It will be fully retracted at T-minus 5 minutes in the count. The purpose, of course, is to have the White Room nearby in the event an emergency condition did occur that could require the astronauts to depart from the spacecraft. Once the arm is retracted, the escape tower is armed in case of a catastrophic condition where an abort could be applied. Our countdown still proceeding satisfactorily at T-minus 55 minutes, 18 seconds, and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 48 minutes and counting. T-minus 48, and we are go for the Apollo 8 countdown at this time. The crew in the spacecraft still performing some final checks. Astronaut Frank Borman, the spacecraft commander, just a few minutes ago gave a weather report of his own when he reported that the three-man crew could barely see what looked like some pink clouds out the window. Borman had earlier asked for a weather report from spacecraft test conductor Dick Proppit. Meanwhile, here in the firing room at the launch control center, some 3.5 miles from the launch pad, the countdown still progressing satisfactorily here, and the crew is gearing up for some final checks of the range safety command destruct system. These are the destruct elements aboard the various stages of the vehicle that would destroy the vehicle in flight if required, if the vehicle went off its trajectory. Of course, the astronauts would be aborted from the vehicle if such an event did occur. During this period, working with the Air Force Eastern Test Range tracking elements, we do check out the command safety receivers to assure that if such a condition were required, the abort system and the destruct system would actually be able to receive the signals and accomplish the job. The countdown is still proceeding. We're still aiming toward 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 39 minutes and counting. T-minus 39, and we are go for our countdown for the Apollo 8 mission to the moon at this time. Just in progress as this announcement came up was another key milestone in our countdown preparations, the power transfer test. This is where we go from external power to the flight batteries aboard the Saturn V launch vehicle to assure that they are all working properly. Then, in order to preserve these batteries, we return again to external power. The final switch to internal power on the batteries occurs at about the 50-second mark in the count. There are some 14 batteries in the Saturn V. The Apollo 8 crew of astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders standing by in the spacecraft as this test is in progress. T-minus 38 minutes, 6 seconds, and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 31 minutes and counting. T-minus 30, our countdown progressing satisfactorily, still aiming toward our planned liftoff time of 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Apollo 8 crew, astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders, standing by in their spacecraft, 320 feet above the launcher base at Pad A, Complex 39, here at the Kennedy Space Center. The astronauts are standing by for another major function that will be coming up shortly, and that is pressurization of the propellants for the engines they will use in space. These are thrusters, so-called quad thrusters. There are 16 of them located on the service module portion of the spacecraft. These are the thrusters that enable them to maneuver in space. We appear to have had a successful power transfer test with the launch vehicle, in which we went to internal power on the flight batteries, but then returned to external power in order to conserve those batteries. Just a moment ago, astronaut Frank Borman asked his spacecraft test conductor how the launch vehicle was doing, and the report that came back was the launch vehicle is doing fine. The overall countdown doing fine at this time. We're go for weather, all the tracking elements ready, as well as the launch vehicle and spacecraft here at Pad 39. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 26 minutes and counting. We are proceeding at this time. In progress at this time, we are pressurizing the propellants for the spacecraft engine systems that would be used in a space environment. Astronaut Jim Lovell, the man who sits in the middle of the seat and who is the command module pilot, is reporting back to spacecraft test conductor Dick profit on the status of the propellants. We pressurize these propellants with helium. The countdown has been going very well since it was picked up at 10:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night, shortly before we resumed the count. The 9.8 million pound mobile service structure was moved to its park position some 7,000 feet from the pad. About an hour later, we began the propellant loading of the Saturn V launch vehicle. In some 4.5 hours, we loaded close to 1 million gallons total of liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen aboard the three stages of the Saturn V. We now have a vehicle standing 363 feet, that is, and weighing 6.2 million pounds on the launch pad here at the Kennedy Space Center. We're continuing to top off the liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen supplies because they must be maintained under extremely cold temperatures. They will continue to boil off, and we continue to replenish the supply down to the final minutes of the count. Astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders were awakened in their crew quarters this morning at 2:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They went down the hall from the crew quarters here at the Kennedy Space Center and took a physical examination, a brief launch day examination, and were declared physically fit by the three examining physicians, Drs. Alan Harder, Dr. Jerry Joyner, and Dr. Jack Teagan. The astronauts then sat down to breakfast. They had a menu of filet mignon, scrambled eggs, toast, coffee, and tea. Guests at the breakfast included George Lowe, Director, Apollo Program Director at the Manned Spacecraft Center, Donald K. Slayton, who's Director of Flight Crew Operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center, two of the backup pilots for the Apollo 8 mission, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Astronaut Jack Schmidt also attended the breakfast. Following the breakfast, the astronauts went to the suit room where they donned their spacesuits. The crew departed from the crew quarters at 4:32 a.m. this morning and began to board the spacecraft starting at 4:58 a.m. at the 320-foot level. First over the sill was the commander, astronaut Frank Borman. He was followed by the lunar module pilot, astronaut Bill Anders, at 5:02 a.m., and finally, the man who sits in the middle seat, Jim Lovell, came aboard at 5:07 a.m. The hatch on the Apollo 8 spacecraft was closed at 5:34 a.m. Since that time, our countdown has been progressing very satisfactorily. We are still go for a launch attempt at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control at T-minus 21 minutes and counting, and we are go for the Apollo 8 mission at this time. We appear to have a beautiful morning here for a flight to the moon. Our weather conditions are very satisfactory for a launch attempt. The surface winds in the area are from the northwest at about 7 knots, a temperature of about 60 degrees. We appear to have some scattered clouds, some 10 to 12,000 feet high. All aspects of the mission are go at this time. Weather is also satisfactory on the round-the-world tracks where the contingency areas would be located. Weather satisfactory in both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. We're still aiming toward a planned liftoff time of 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming up shortly will be a transfer to full internal power aboard the Apollo 8 spacecraft. This is going full on the fuel cells and removing an external power source that had been sharing the load earlier. This is Launch Control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 16 minutes and counting. The Apollo 8 space vehicle is go for our planned liftoff at this time. We have just completed our transfer to full internal power with the fuel cells aboard the Apollo 8 spacecraft. This was confirmed by spacecraft commander Frank Borman. Final checks on the flight azimuth going on at this time, and we're also synchronizing the clocks in the spacecraft with the Mission Control Center in Houston. Following are some of the highlights that will be coming up over the final phases of the count. We'll have a final status check at about 5 minutes and 30 seconds, and at the 5-minute mark, the Apollo access arm, the top arm, will be fully retracted to its fallback position. The countdown sequencer will be armed at 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and we'll get a clearance for launch from the range at the 4-minute mark in the count. The key event will come at 3 minutes and 6 seconds. It's identified in the procedures as the firing command, and it's the start of an automatic sequence. It starts at 3 minutes and 6 seconds and leads up to the ignition of the five engines in the first stage of the Saturn V. Those engines, the sequence for the engine ignition will start at 8.9 seconds. As we build up the thrust, we should get a commit. That is that we have satisfactory thrust coming out of all five engines and have built up a thrust level close to the 7.5 million pounds of thrust required for this rocket. We should get a liftoff at zero. We are now T-minus 14 minutes, 22 seconds and counting. All aspects of the mission go at this time. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control, T-minus 11 minutes and counting, T-minus 11, and our counters still go at this time. Coming up shortly, about 5 minutes from this time actually, we'll retract to its full fallback position. The spacecraft access arm, which is at the 320-foot level at the spacecraft. The astronauts Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders, going through some final communications checks with the crew here in the control center. These are checks of the VHF communications, the very high frequency communications that will be used after liftoff. We want to assure ourselves that they will be operating satisfactorily. Also coming up, the astronaut crew will be busy on some final checks of the Astrocom circuit. This is a special circuit in which the board recommendations could be given to the astronauts if the indications were received as such here in the control center, some 3.5 miles from the launch pad. Also, Mission Control Center in Houston can send these same recommendations. We've now passed the 10-minute mark in our countdown. We're at 9 minutes, 51 seconds, and counting. All aspects of the mission go at this time. Still aiming for a launch time of 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a flight azimuth of 72 degrees. The flight azimuth has been verified in the instrument unit, the guidance system for the launch vehicle, and we've also had an update to assure that we have the correct flight azimuth in the spacecraft. This has been confirmed by the crew, and we are proceeding. T-minus 9 minutes, 21 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control, T-minus 7 minutes, 30 seconds and counting, still aiming toward our planned liftoff time. Spacecraft test conductor Dick Prophet has just completed a status check of all elements concerned with the spacecraft operations. All reported go, and there were three particularly strong and loud goes from the three astronauts in the spacecraft 320 feet above the base of the launcher at Complex 39. Jim Lovell reported just a few minutes ago that he could see a blue sky and it looked like the sun's out. The spacecraft test conductor reported back that it's a very fine day. We're at T-minus 6 hours, 51, 6 minutes, 50 seconds and counting, and we are proceeding at this time. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn launch control at 5 minutes, 30 seconds, and our count is still go at this time. We've just completed further status checks here in the firing room at the control center. Here in the control center, we've had our status checks, and the range has given a go, as has the launch director, Rocco Patron. We are still counting, and we are go coming up on the 5-minute mark in the count. Mark, T-minus 5 minutes and counting, T-minus 5. At this point, the Apollo access arm should be coming back, and it is now moving back at the 320-foot level to its fully retracted position high atop the tower at Pad A. Our countdown is still proceeding at this time at the 4-minute mark in the countdown. The overall count will be turned over to the launch vehicle test conductor. Ray Roberts, the launch vehicle test conductor, will conduct the final 4 minutes as all different aspects move over to the launch vehicle test conductor's channel. The automatic sequence, as reported, will come in at the 3-minute and 6-second mark in the countdown. We're standing by at 4 minutes, 16 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is launch control coming up on 3 minutes and 30 seconds and counting. Mark, T-minus 3 minutes and 30 seconds and counting. We have completed our communications checks with the Apollo 8 astronauts in the cabin, and the communications are go. Coming up shortly, we'll be in the automatic sequence where we have a completely automatic checkout of the launch vehicle from 3 minutes and 6 seconds down. We have firing command. The firing command is in. We are now on the automatic sequence, T-minus 3 minutes and counting. During this period, once we do get the firing command, the various tanks within the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle begin to pressurize. They all must be under pressure before we're ready to launch. We have a sequence status board here in the control room that will give us readouts on the overall status of the space vehicle as we reach the terminal phases in the countdown. Now, two minutes, 32 seconds, and counting. Our status board indicates that all aspects are ready. Instrument unit is ready. Spacecraft ready. Final check of the emergency detection system. That ready light also on. First stage preparations are completed. 2 minutes, 15 seconds and counting. The tanks continuing to pressurize in the vehicle. Not as many reports coming now as we all stand by on the launch vehicle test conductor's channel. Coming up on the 2 minute mark on the Apollo 8 mission. 2 minutes and counting. T minus 2 minutes and counting. We are still proceeding. We now have recorded that the first stage liquid oxygen tank has been pressurized and the pressure is still building up. 1 minute, 45 seconds and counting. We have a vehicle weighing 6.2 million pounds on the pad. Interestingly enough, some 1,200 pounds of that weight is just frost on the side of the vehicle created by the extremely low temperatures of the propellants. Coming up on 90 seconds, Mark, T-minus 90 seconds and counting. The Apollo 8 crew standing by, Spacecraft Commander Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, Bill Anders. We now have a report that the liquid hydrogen tank on the third stage is pressurized. 1 minute, 15 seconds. All third stage propellants pressurized at this time as we come up on the 60-second mark on a flight to the moon. T-minus 60 seconds and counting. T-minus 60 seconds and counting. The vehicle now is completely pressurized. We're coming up on a power transfer shortly. T-minus 50 seconds and counting. We have the power transfer. We're now on the flight batteries within the launch vehicle. 45 seconds. Final reports coming from Frank Borman at this time. Final look at the switch list aboard the spacecraft. 35 seconds and counting. We'll lead up to an ignition sequence start at 8.9 seconds. This will lead up as we build up the thrust to a liftoff. If all goes well, at zero. We just passed the 25-second mark in the count. 20 seconds, all aspects, we are still go at this time. T-minus 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. The engines are armed. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit. We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have cleared the top.
Tower clear, 13 seconds.
Roger.
How do you hear, Houston?
Loud and clear.
20 seconds out, we get a loud and clear from Frank Borman. Booster says the S1C, the first stage, looks
mode,
good.
Mode 1, Bravo, Apollo 8.
Mode 1B.
The crew confirms their progress at 50 seconds into the flight.
Apollo 8, you're looking good.
1 minute out, and Mike Collins tells the crew we're looking good. One minute, 15 seconds, and we're a little more than half mile into the sky and about nearly 4 miles downrange. 1:40. All looks great.
Mark, mode 1 Charlie, Apollo 8.
Mode 1Z.
Mile and 6/10 into the mission, and Frank Borman has confirmed each event as it's been passed to him by Mike Collins at this
Apollo
point.
Apollo 8 Houston, you are go for staging, over.
The crew has been given a go for staging. Inboard, out, on time, Frank Borman says. The inboard engines. 2:25. We see an S1C, the first stage cutoff. S2 has ignited, we can confirm. And the thrust looks good. All engines, all sources show the second stage is burning perfectly. 2:51 into the mission. And at 3 minutes into the flight, the range safety console has been released at the Cape. 3 minutes into the flight, we're 50 miles high and about 10 miles downrange. We have verified that the tower has jettisoned.
We hear you loud and clear.
The crew has verified the tower has jettisoned.
The first stage was very smooth, and this one is smoother.
Understand. Smooth and smoother. Looks good here.
Frank Borman says staging was smooth, and he says the ride now is even smoother.
Apollo 8 Houston, your trajectory and guidance are go. Over.
Thank you, Houston. Apollo 8.
Coming up on 4 minutes into the flight, and the communication thus far has been excellent. It's been a little sparse, but it's been quite sharp and clear. ...70 miles altitude, and about 20 miles or more downrange. Correction, let's make that 200 miles downrange. Flight director Cliff Charlesworth gets an enthusiastic go from both trajectory and booster at 4:50 into the flight.
Apollo 8 Houston, your trajectory and guidance are go. Over.
Mark, 5 minutes.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, you're looking real good, Frank.
And the crew's advisor, trajectory and guidance are looking good, and Frank Borman came back with a very chatty, thank you, Michael. He's talking to Michael Collins, who would be in the center seat today except for an operation several months ago. 5:20 into the flight. ...300 miles downrange, we're nearing 100 miles altitude, and everything looks just grand.
Apollo 8, Houston, trajectory and guidance are go.
And Collins gives the crew another go on trajectory and guidance, which at this point are the most critical elements. It's 6:10 into the flight. Our downrange distance now 400 miles. Our velocity in feet per second, nearly 15,000 feet per second. We've achieved nearly 60% of the velocity required to make orbit. 57% right now. And we're 96.5 miles above the Earth. surgeon reports he likes everything he sees.
Guidance, go,
7 minutes into the flight.
Eight, go.
And we're nearing the second stage. Nearing the point where we will drop off the second stage and light the third stage. That event is to come at about 8 minutes and 40 odd seconds into the flight. We have now achieved 70% of the velocity required to attain orbit. Our present velocity is 18,600 feet per second. And we are 100 miles above the Earth, 100 even. 625 miles downrange. Coming up on 8 minutes, mark 8 minutes.
Apollo 8 Houston, your trajectory and guidance are go.
Roger. We're picking up a slight pogo at this point.
20,400 feet per second, 101.7 miles above the Earth, 734 miles downrange.
Apollo 8 Houston, you have level sense arm, over.
Roger, level sense arm. The pogo's damping out.
You understand, pogo damping up. Apollo 8 Houston, you look good for staging.
And the crew is advised they look good on the ground for staging. And Borman says same here. We got S2 cutoff. We got S4B ignition. The Borman confirmed S4B ignition. The thrust looks good to us at 9 minutes into the flight.
Houston, how do you read Apollo 8?
Apollo 8, reading you loud and clear.
Okay, we got guidance.
We now have 89% of the velocity required. We're 920 miles downrange. And we're 9 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight. Flight dynamics officer says our altitude is nominal, which is the typically conservative word for very nearly a perfect mission, as nearly as we can observe at this point.
Mark, mode 4, Apollo 8.
9 minutes, 50 seconds,
four,
and we've
Roger.
Just gone to what we call mode 4. If any trouble should develop now, we would
burn
into orbit with
11,
our service propulsion engine. The crew is now being advised we plan to cut off the third stage engine at 11 minutes, 28 seconds into the flight. We're now at 10 minutes, 10 seconds. We're at 103.7 nautical miles above the Earth. Our velocity is at an even 24,000 feet per second, which is just very, very close to orbital velocity. That's 95% of it. And we're 1,200 miles downrange. That would put us out a little bit east of Bermuda.
How do you read, Houston?
Yeah, reading you loud and clear. Go ahead, Apollo.
10 minutes and 50 seconds, and we've heard from Bill Anders for the first time. He simply said, how do you read, Houston?
Roger, you're looking good, Polly.
And he gets a looking good back from a looking good comment from Mike Collins.
HB is coming up.
11 minutes, 20 seconds. And we're hearing a little something from Jim Lovell reporting a reading on one of his many gauges.
And we have SECO.
We have SECO,
Roger,
says
SECO.
Frank Borman. SECO, and I would call it 11 minutes, 30 seconds. That will be an estimate. 11 minutes, 30 seconds. Our launch digital data shows our velocity now 25,577 feet per second. The data
Apollo 8 Houston, you are go, over.
and we show an altitude of 102.5. And the crew has been given a go for orbit, and they responded enthusiastically that they too, in fact, were go.